Hey everybody, it's Lloyd Spence, and guess what? It's that time of year, my favorite time of year, March Madness. And BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Look, the NBA is also in full swing. College basketball is heating up as the schools make their way to the madness. Listen, the tournament is coming, and so is the $100,000 Bracket Madness contest, as BetOnline is the spot to be for all your bracketology needs. Look, BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today. And guess what? You can receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So go to betonline.ag. BetOnline. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. Tell them the Noisemaker sent you.
Popcorn World.
Yes, I can. So you can get this groove in a bag of a can. You can make it round the world with the holes in your hand. Popcorn World. 250 flavors gonna make you smile. 250 flavors gonna make you smile. 250 flavors gonna make you smile.
That's that popcorn make you smile.
You are now listening to Believe in the ACC with my husband, Mr. Talking Noise, Lloyd Spence, and our brother, Heisman Trophy and Florida State legend, Charlie Ward. And now, Lloyd and Charlie. Go get them, fellas.
It excites me to be here with my brothers once again. It excites me that Popcorn World has
popcorn
that funky.
Popcorn World.
There you
popcorn
go.
World.
I'm just saying, it's a funky, funky groove, man.
That's going to be in my head the rest of the night.
That's the goal. In your head the rest of the night.
It sounds like something you hear on What's Happening.
You don't want to see a pop lock or two, right?
Yeah. They rerun up there. I'm going where.
Shout out to Tone Noise for pulling that one out. They did a good job with that. and it sticks in here. 250 flavors. You got it. You got the concept. It's good to see y'all tonight, man. The games have started. Oh, my.
Got a good one on right now.
I got to tell you, I want to start with the women. We normally start with the men, but I want to start with the women.
It is International Women's Day, so we should.
It's International Women's Day, so we should start with the women. That was a great tournament. Mm-hmm. That was a great tournament. And I'm not just talking about the last game. All the way through, from Friday on, we had great women's basketball.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I mean, I primarily focused on the Louisville games, but yeah, I mean, the Syracuse buzzer beater against Charlie's Florida State team, I mean.
That was stung. That had to sting a little bit. Yeah. That was stung a little bit, I have to say. Shout out to our girl, Coach Brooke. That I'm sure that one didn't feel too good.
No.
Question, does that cost them? That shouldn't cost them, right? They should be okay.
No. I don't think so.
I think they'll be all right.
I think they'll be okay too. I think they will.
They may be like a double digit seed, but
right.
Yeah, right. It might be an 11, yeah.
Yeah, but I think they'll be okay. I think they'll be okay. Then we had great games on Saturday. Well, the Louisville game wasn't that great. The Louisville kind of
it was until the fourth quarter. And really right. kind of opened it up in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. The other game was good. The Georgia Tech game was good.
Yes.
NC State, yeah. That one was okay.
Yeah, once they got control,
yeah,
they kind of, you know, put the foot on the gas. And Georgia Tech, for whatever reason, I can't think of her name, number 13, who was scoring a lot of points.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, she couldn't make a layup.
Right.
And well, so, she was tired. Back was tired from carrying him all the way to.
Got some more squats. Like,
Lord Jesus, can somebody help me? Goodness gracious, I'm
that back.
Yeah.
Somebody help.
Somebody help me, please. That was a good game, though. I hated. I thought Georgia Tech was gonna pull it out, and then, like you said, she just went cold. Was it Kubaj or was it the other girl? I can't remember which one it was. It was the Kubaj girl or the late Lathanen.
It's Kubaj.
Kubaj, okay. Yeah.
I know. I may be butchering her name as well, but.
Well, you know, we do the best we can on this show. That's not right. That's not why you tune into this show, for our accurate announcement of names. It's the analysis we give you that's so good. Okay. But the Louisville NC State game. Man, that lived up to the hype. That's the game that we thought we were going to get in the first one.
Right.
And that game was crazy.
Right. Hey, Dana Evans finally started kind of coming out of her funk that she was in the third quarter of that game. Because she had a bad tournament, really. And it's been the other players that stepped up for them in those other games. Haley Van Lith was huge in that first game. And Rika Kono. She was good in both the semifinal and the final game for them, but it's big active bigs that can do a lot, give them a lot of trouble.
Oh, Coonan! I mean, she just destroyed them.
Did she? In both games.
Yeah, 20.
Yeah, she was huge in both games.
Yeah, they had no answer for her, and they hung around. They just listen. NC State got out to a little bit of a lead. And then Louisville brought it back in the third. And then NC State's a good team. They're not a bad team. They're the third-ranked team in the nation.
Right.
So they're not a bad team.
And it's because it felt like when Louisville went on that run in the third quarter, it felt like they may be getting ready to go ahead and pull it out. But NC State, they would, like I said, they didn't go away. They played great. And, you know, they got
to it's like they said, what are we doing? We know where our bread and butter is. Let's just go back to that.
Yeah, let's just give her the ball every time down the court.
Seems
simple enough. I don't know why more teams don't do that.
Right, and it was the right answer because Louisville had no answer.
No.
Louisville had no answer. So, I mean, but that's a tough way to lose a game, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think NC State play against Georgia Tech, and do you think they'll be able to make it out?
NC State
to the Final Four?
NC State could make it to the Final Four. They could lose in the Sweet 16.
Right.
It's that far gap. And that's crazy to say that about the third-ranked team in the nation. Mm-hmm. But I firmly believe that team is that far in gap. I just – because if you – they're going to run into a team that's because Coonan, what does she do that is so great that you can't stop?
I don't know. I mean, she's active, man. And that energy from a big.
Yep.
I mean, and she has that every game. I mean, it's hard to stop that, especially when, you know, there's not, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, there's not that many active bigs in the women's game until you get to the elite programs like NC State, Stanford, and UConn and stuff like that. So it'll be a while before she runs into somebody that's going to give her many issues, I think.
Well, it'll be – go ahead.
Who is their who is a consistent three-point shooter?
That's the issue, I think. I think that might be their issue.
I guess you got to say either Brown Turner or
– who is that?
I was going to say, I guess you got to say either Brown Turner or – Crutchfield, maybe.
Crutchfield's pretty good, too.
Maybe Crutchfield. I mean, she went 50%, 204, if you want to call it. I mean, that's technically 50%. So
I'm just curious because you're going to get teams that are going to force them to, you know, the big and throw the ball back out. They're not going to allow them to play one-on-one the whole time.
I didn't understand why Louisville didn't do that. I didn't understand why Louisville didn't say, we know this because she beat them last time. Right. So why not just say we're going to front her, we're going to back her. You're not beating us tonight.
All right. I'm trying to look up NC State stats for the season, see who's a shooter.
Yeah, I don't know. Because they only shot as a team, I think, 22% in this game. So if you ask who their three-point shooter is, no one. I mean, if you're looking at it from that perspective, no one. They don't have one. But,
I think you got to have balance, especially on offense.
Yeah.
You got to have balance, and you got to have someone that you can get a ball to, and they can make plays from the perimeter. I don't know if they have that in order to get to the Final Four.
Well, again, that's why I said I think the Sweet 16, it could be – depending on where they go, because they're not going to – I don't think they're going to get the number one seed. Y'all think they're going to get number one? I don't think an ACC team is going to get a number one seed this tournament.
You're probably right on that. Because, I mean, obviously UConn and Stanford are going to
Texas South Carolina.
And South Carolina, yeah.
South Carolina's probably going to get the fourth one.
So it looks like Kayla Jones is their best statistically. She's 44% from three.
I think Louisville –
she's only shot 30. She's 30 of 69, so she hasn't really shot that many.
So let's look at it this way. I think Louisville and NC State both end up on the two line.
I got a feeling Louisville's going to drop down to the three line.
You think they're going to drop to the three?
That's where they had them before the tournament start. Before the
conference tournament. Number seven, and they got beat by a buzzer beater. They got two losses, and they're both to NC State.
They were ranked number five.
I apologize, John.
But they were ranked what, number five, and they had them on the three line last week before the tournament started.
See, I think if
it's goofy.
If they end up in a three, I think that's not right because what have they done? I mean, they got three losses. And two of them are to a team that's clearly on the two line. Or two of them are to a team that's clearly on the two line. So, I don't know. And the last one was a buzzer beater, basically. Right. So, what are we talking about? I don't know. Does Georgia Tech make it?
Yes.
Clear yes.
Yeah,
I think so, yeah.
They've done enough.
They had a good run.
Okay, Florida State.
They had a good run in the ACC tournament.
Okay.
They played NC State tough.
Yep.
And so I think that was a good showing.
Okay.
Because they had a good run on the back end of the season.
Okay.
They had some hiccups here and there. But I think they showed enough to be able to get in.
Okay.
They finished. See, Georgia. Oh yeah, they were 12-6 in conference, and 15-8 overall.
That's
I think that's good enough.
Okay, Syracuse. Do they get in?
It's gonna be tough. 9-7 in conference. 14-8 overall.
Semifinals.
Yeah,
they'll get in. Like I said, I don't know what the other conferences look like, but they'll get. You know, 6 or 7.
Because if Syracuse doesn't get in, that doesn't also mean Florida State doesn't get in.
Yeah. I mean, right. I think Florida State's the cutoff is looking at the standings.
Yeah.
Because then you get down to Notre Dame, who was 500 on the season.
We're about to do the men right now, Marco. So that's a great question. We're about to get into the men right now. What do y'all think about this tournament? First of all, do y'all like where everybody got seated in the men's tournament?
Well, it's not a choice. I mean, everybody kind of.
I wasn't asking for a choice, y'all. Right. Did you like what the seating turned out to be?
I mean, you know, Duke was one thing before the game on Saturday. And then they dropped to another thing after the game because they lost. But I do believe everyone is good. There are good matchups.
Right.
There really aren't any, say, easy games. But, you know, when you're playing the quarterfinals and you're playing against a team that's possibly had a game underneath their belt or two games, that's normally when you start getting some upsets. You know, with the top four,
yep.
When they're just playing, you know, that those quarterfinals and the teams playing, you know, two games, like I said, or game before, and they got that rhythm, and you're like a week off from playing. And so it's going to be interesting to see which one of the four seeds get knocked off.
Louisville's got to be praying that Boston College knocks off Duke.
Who is that?
Louisville, because Louisville gets the winner of Duke Boston College.
You think
on Thursday?
You think Duke with another chance at Louisville can beat them?
It's hard to beat a team three times in one season.
That's very true.
And both of those games were close. It wasn't like Louisville, you know, ran them out the gym. They were both close games. And it's in Greensboro. And it's tough.
Well, Duke's not a bad team.
They're a bad matchup for Louisville, too, though, really.
I think they're better than Boston College. So they should win that game. And then we're talking about championship coaching pedigree. I'm not going to go all the way down to the players, but, you know, I'm sure Coach K will find a way, but it should be a good game against Louisville.
And the winner of that gets your nose, Charlie.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yep.
Because that means either Duke or Louisville is probably going home.
I like that. They're going home.
I feel like they're going home. I just don't think either one of them teams can beat Florida State.
No, I don't think so either.
It shouldn't.
Especially Louisville without Malik, I just don't see it. I don't see how where the scoring comes from.
Right. Well,
we just got to get better scoring. We got to get better scoring just in general on the road because we do well at home. But, you know, this is a neutral site game, and we got to find a way to get scoring. And then defensively early on, Notre Dame just blitzed us early on. We weren't paying attention. We were getting back doors. We weren't focused. And for whatever reason, I know it was senior night for them, and we just weren't focused. So if we're locked in and focused, I mean, I give us a great chance to beat anybody, personally.
It's crazy that Georgia Tech got the double bye.
We didn't talk about Georgia Tech one time. Talking about the Georgia the double bye. And all of a sudden we wake up in a world where they are the four seed. How in the world did that happen?
And looking at their draw, I mean, they'll probably play Virginia in the semifinal.
Who they have? Clemson?
They'll get the winner. Georgia Tech will get the winner of Clemson and either Pitt or Miami.
It's interesting that Florida State in their bracket got Louisville. On their side of the thing, got Louisville, Virginia Tech, North Carolina as the two seed. And Georgia Tech as the four seed has to deal with the likes of Pitt, Miami, and Clemson.
Hey.
It almost didn't benefit Florida State to win at all.
Right.
They'd been better off just being okay.
That Notre Dame loss really hurt. It hurt them a lot.
Well, I just think it hurt just because it's a loss. Of course, they lost the ACC regular season deal.
Right.
But, you know, that's something that we always we had a chance, but we just weren't able to, you know, make it happen. And I don't know.
Out of these teams, who makes the NCAA tournament? When all when we come back on Monday, who are we talking about made the tournament?
I would say the top four for sure.
Yeah.
All four.
Yeah.
Including Georgia Tech.
If they win their semifinal game.
See, I think they win the quarterfinal game. So if you think if they win the quarterfinal game, they're automatically in.
I think so. I think so.
You like Georgia Tech's resume better than Louisville's overall?
No, I mean, but still, Georgia Tech went 11-6 in conference, and they 15-8 overall.
Yeah, I mean that's a great resume.
13-6,
and they got the best player in the conference.
Yeah,
and it's a TV show. I mean, yeah. You can never forget that. And so you're talking about a kid that's going to be for sure drafted.
Moses Wright.
I think they get it. And looking at it, I mean, it's not a foregone conclusion that Louisville's going to make the tournament.
Well,
I think they're going to have to win that quarterfinal game.
That's what Marco just asked us. He said, "Do you think Louisville's in?" I honestly don't know.
They're a toss up at this point.
Yeah, I think, and if they get in, they may not be seeded very well.
Oh, they're going to be a double digit seed.
Yeah. Yeah.
How crazy would it be around here? Just saying that Louisville, Kentucky, and Indiana all missed the tournament.
Oh, wow. That's stories for you.
I'll be doing a lot of state basketball tournament coverage.
Has that ever happened? Where all three of them didn't make the tournament?
If it did, it was a long time ago.
Man.
But it's possible. I don't think it's happened in my lifetime.
But it is a possibility, though.
I think you'll still get in.
I think USC's good.
They're good. I think they're in.
No matter what, or they gotta win one.
No, no matter what.
Really? You got a lot of confidence.
Put that bracket back up there real quick.
People in Louisville really appreciate you right now, Charlie.
Well, I mean, they'll win their first game against either Notre Dame or Wake Forest. And I give them a legit shot to beat Virginia Tech, to be honest with you.
True.
Duke. Who are you talking about?
North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina's in.
Yeah, that's what Charlie said.
I thought you said Louisville was in. I'm sorry.
He was saying North Carolina's
in. Okay, I misheard you. I apologize. Yeah, I think North Carolina's totally in. I think Virginia's in. I think Florida State's in. Virginia Tech's in. North Carolina's in. I think the X factors are Georgia Tech, Clemson, and Louisville.
What if someone from the back end, like a Syracuse, rises up and beat like a Virginia?
Or if Duke goes on a run, knocks off your nose.
No. definitely possible. That's for
Duke's
sure.
Got to win it. I think Duke's got
to
win it.
They got to win it all to make it.
They
got to
win it, or it's over, or the dream is over.
I don't know. It's a TV show.
But let's ask that question: is there a team that we're looking at in this bracket that has the ability, has the talent to shock us all? And we're saying, I can't believe they won on Monday.
North Carolina.
Well, you mean
North Carolina?
If you're talking about shocking, that has the talent to shock everybody, I think it would be North Carolina. I mean, I fully expect Florida State to win it, but I mean, if you're talking about just shock value, like you can't believe they won and they have the talent to pull it off, I think it would be Carolina.
I can't agree with that for sure. I don't know if that's shocking, but I think. See, my shocker would be NC State.
Because
they're a weird team.
Yeah, they are a weird team.
They're a weird team, man.
They got those two bigs.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. They're a weird team. And they'll mess around, and all of a sudden, and see, Virginia can't really score. That's not what they do. They stop.
The old boy gets to making shots like he did against Louisville the other night.
That's all I'm saying.
But the other good thing about NC State is they won like five in a row, I think.
And it's all about Big Mo.
Yeah. So I can see them. I can definitely see them making a run.
If NC State made a run, Louisville is screwed.
If anybody on the back on that line, really, outside of Carolina, anybody in that, you know, who's got that first bye, if they make a run and Louisville loses to Duke, or you know,
then that means Clemson's out. That means Louisville's out. But and Georgia Tech would get in, but they would have a very low seed.
You look at Georgia Tech's route. I mean, they should at least get to the semifinal.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But if NC State was to get to that semifinal game and knock them off, I think that pushes Georgia Tech back to a lower seed.
Yeah.
What was you going to say, Charlie?
Say that again?
No, I just said if NC State was to get through Virginia and play Georgia Tech in the semifinals and then knock them off, I think that would push Georgia Tech back to a lower seed.
That's possible. I mean, I can see that. Them, you know, being a lower seed if NC State gets, you know, hot.
Yeah, they may end up being lower seed anyway. I mean, it may not matter.
That's true. I mean, I don't see them being a hot seed. You know, they may be right around 9-10 line. So, it's not going to be a huge – difference.
I think outside of Florida State and Virginia, everybody else is going to be extremely low seeds that do make it.
All right, let's take a break. I want to come back. I want to find out where you got everybody seated. Since you brought it up, let's talk about it. I want to know where you got everybody seated, and then I want to get into two non-ACC topics today. Normally, we only do one, but we're going to do two. We're going to do two very controversial topics when we come back. You're listening to Believe in the ACC.
Here he goes, Charlie.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Noise, and I'm trying to tell y'all what's going on with our newest sponsor, eBay. Now, whether rare dead stock or the latest release, find the exact shoe you're looking for. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop the pair you've been eyeing. With eBay's authenticity guarantee, your sneakers are meticulously inspected by independent professional authenticators. A team of experienced sneaker authenticators verifies the box, logo, stitching, and a dozen of other inspection points. And each sneaker also receives an authenticity guarantee tag that includes a digital stamp of authenticity. And it also protects sellers with a verified return process. And for sneaker sellers out there, eBay has eliminated selling fees on sneakers $100 plus, making it free to sell or flip your collection. You can't beat that. So go to ebay.com/sneakers today. That's ebay.com/sneakers today. It's eBay, the world's best destination for discovering great value and unique selection. Tell them the Noisemaker sent you. Kendrick is laughing at me because my baby gave me these. This is my birth. She gave me my birthday flowers.
All right.
And they're full of pixie sticks.
Right.
So I would be rude if I didn't at least eat some of them.
Uh-huh. I haven't seen you not eating one since you got them.
I'm channeling my inner youth.
You got some fun dip in there too.
I did not get fun dip. I was very disappointed about that. I want to be clear. Okay. I did that to mess with Kendrick. who gets what? Real quick before we get into our other topic, who gets what seed? Virginia gets a what? Let's say they win it. What do they get? Or better yet, let's do it this way. If they win it, they get this. If they don't, they get that. Let's do it that way. Virginia wins it, I think they get a, like, I agree with Charlie, they get a 3 seed.
I think a 3.
Yeah. They don't win it, and they get a
3 or 4.
Depends on when they lose.
Yeah, depending on when they lose, it's either going to be a 5 or 6.
Yeah.
I think it's probably a 5.
Yeah, I think it costs them big time. A loss costs them big time.
I'm thinking a 5 would be the farthest they go down.
That's where they had Florida State at one point as a 5 seed. So I think that's probably accurate depending upon if they lose or when they lose, or if they lose, definitely probably a 5 seed.
Okay. Florida State, you said what? A 5, and then if they lose?
They lose, or if they win, I like win it all.
They win it all.
They could be a 3 seed. It's kind of like the reverse of Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be the same scenario as Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
I don't think Florida State drops below a 5.
It doesn't seem like they're getting very much respect. That's why I think they could possibly fall down to a 6.
You think they get to a 6? Wow.
It depends on when they lose. They mess around and lose the Louisville, yeah.
Yeah, no, they lose the Louisville. Yeah, I agree. And by the way, well, we'll get to that in a minute. Virginia Tech.
They lost to Notre Dame, Charlie.
What about Virginia Tech?
I think their ceiling might be a 5.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah, no matter what. There may be a 6.
I think their floor is an 8.
Yeah.
I think they lose in the quarterfinals, the bottom could drop out. And by the way, that's a real possibility against North Carolina. That is not a lock game
for them. Right, right. Yeah, yeah. I can see them
being this 9 game.
8 or 9? Yeah. What about Georgia Tech?
We say they're like a 10. But if they win it all, they probably could make it all the way up to maybe a 5 or 6 seed.
Yeah.
That high.
If they win it all, most likely they beat Virginia and Florida State. So, yeah, I think they get up to about 5 or 6.
I think the disrespect toward them is high. I think their ceiling is a 7.
I don't know. It depends on who they beat in route. If Virginia got upset and Florida State got upset, then yeah. But if they go through both Virginia and Florida State,
they might get up to a five or six. If they go through them and they blow them out, yes. If they don't blow them out, I think they're a 7. Because the narrative will be, oh, Virginia didn't play their best game. Oh, Florida, they caught Florida State slipping.
Yeah, I don't think there's a chance that it's going to happen. But
it's not going to happen.
But I think they can get up to a 5 or a 6 if they go that route, beating both Virginia and Florida State.
Okay,
but they need their 3 best players playing well, though.
Oh yeah,
all right.
I think it's Alvarado and DeVoe, and then Wright. If they're playing well, that'll give them a chance to, you know, win. But if one of those guys aren't playing well, I mean, their record, I mean, they'll struggle.
What about North Carolina?
A lot is going to depend on their guards. I mean, that's been the whole season.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If they can get anything out of Love, the point guard, number 2, from the outside, you know, shooting.
Yeah.
If they can get anything from him, then they'll have a chance. Because Walton started shooting the ball. He's been shooting it well, you know, pretty much all year. The big guys, you know, they have their own force, you know, within themselves, those 3. If they can get something from Leaky Black and the Harris kid, I think they have a chance. But if our man Love doesn't get much done, they're done.
You, what do you see them as? 6-7 You said done. That sounded like you don't see them in.
No, I'm saying done as far as the tournament's concerned.
Okay.
As far as the NCAA.
Yeah.
I see them as a like a 7
If they win the whole thing, yeah.
7 or 8
If they win the whole thing.
Yeah, or if they get to the semifinals, because now you're talking about name recognition and those types of things. So they make it to the finals, because that means they beat Virginia. I mean, the semifinals, that means they beat Virginia. But they lost to, Florida State. Then, you know, that's not a bad loss. And so that could put them in that range of, you know, 6, I mean 7 or 8 Now, if they make it all the way to the finals, I mean, they're still a maybe they're in North Carolina. So
right.
They may be a 5 or so
I think if they make it to the finals, they're a 5 seed
I think so, too, because that means they probably went through Florida State to get there.
Yep. And well, again, and it's a TV show.
And they went through Virginia Tech. I mean, who is still – are they still ranked? I mean, they've been ranked most of the season.
So, I believe they are still ranked. Keep talking. I will effort that.
I mean, if Carolina goes through Virginia Tech, and if they get to the semifinal round, I think that they're probably and lose to Florida State. I think they would be probably an 8 seed in the tournament.
It seems fair. I think the lowest they'll drop is an 8 The highest they'll rise could be a 5 depending on. If they win it, I think they're a solid 5 Just because, but now they're the lowest of the 5s
Right,
be a 5
They lost to Virginia Tech, though. What do you think?
7
I think they might drop them down to like a 10 if they lose to Virginia Tech.
Really, a 10 Wow. See, I think having them as a 7 is. I think there are 7 in Gonzaga's area.
Yeah,
because you want Gonzaga's gonna have a tough go because Gonzaga's not good TV.
I think Gonzaga's good TV.
For us as basketball fans, yes, but you gotta remember this is the common fan. NCAA tournament is a common fan.
Yeah, but their name has been around long enough now since Mark Few has been there that I think people will watch.
I think there are people who are common fans that couldn't name five historical players from Gonzaga, let alone the 5 that are playing in this game.
I cover sports for a living. I probably couldn't name 5
That's what I'm saying. It's just not what you say, Charlie?
I said that's why we have search engines.
Right. Google's your friend.
You got to use it. What about Louisville? If Louisville can somehow get it together and pull this off.
Not after the game they played against Virginia. If they play that way, they'll be home early.
Oh, they'll be home, hour and a half after they get there.
I didn't think they played that bad against Virginia. I mean, Hauser just made a bunch of shots. But I mean, the game plan, I didn't understand why they kept walking the ball up the floor. I'm like, you're not scoring on Virginia when they're getting their defense set up. Why are you not pushing it a little bit more?
No,
that's what was driving me crazy.
You're definitely not scoring too much on them. In a good defense, you definitely have to get out in transition. If you don't get that done, it's going to be tough.
Do you think he was saving them?
For what?
Saving them for what?
For the ACC tournament. Do you think he was saying, listen, we can't get the 4 spot. Let's just go ahead and just, you know.
No.
I mean, you want to try to get momentum going into
the
tournament. Yeah, nice. You're playing against a very good team.
And they need good wins. They don't have many. I mean, Virginia Tech's their best win. So they need wins.
I thought it was a strange game plan, too, but I thought that it was a strange game plan all season long, if I'm being honest.
I mean, with all the stuff they've had going on, with all the COVID and in and out, and right. Then the injuries that weren't COVID. And
Yeah.
All of that. I mean, I think for what he had and what he had to deal with this year, I think he did a fine. I mean, he's fine. Wasn't great. Yeah. Wasn't bad. He was fine.
Okay. Listen, I'm on record as saying I think every coach should get a pass. I mean, to judge right. a coach or to fire a coach because of the stuff they had to go through this year, to me, is ridiculous. At least give him one more year. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
I don't think you get any fans up in Bloomington, Indiana, seeing that.
That is ruthless.
Yeah, that feels ruthless to me as well. What about Clemson?
If they won it?
If Clemson was to win this, that might be a bigger shocker than NC State.
Yeah.
They got a chance. They got Miami. Or who is that?
Well, they got a great path, Miami and Pitt.
Miami and Pitt.
And then Georgia Tech is beatable.
Yeah.
They got a great path.
Then they got Virginia.
Didn't they beat Virginia? Then they upset a couple of people this season, right?
They beat Louisville. I know they beat Florida State at home early on in the season.
That's probably it.
So the talent's there.
Yeah, but once they went on that COVID pause,
that's true.
They came back, you know, sluggish, and then they, I don't know if they had another one, and then next thing you know, they were, you know, playing well again for a few games, and
they've won three of their last four.
Yeah,
that's the other
six of their last seven.
So what's their ceiling? What's their ceiling?
They got blown out by Duke, though.
I know. I definitely don't trust them. Let's start there. I don't trust them at all. So I think Clemson's ceiling, win the tournament or not, is a seven. And that's being generous. That's being highly generous.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if they don't get to at least the championship game, and this is weird because they're a five seed, but if they don't get to the championship game, they could be completely out.
I think they're out if they lose it. If they lose to Georgia Tech, if they get to the quarterfinal and lose, I think they're out.
That is true.
Yeah, that's a weird seeding and moment in the ACC right now. Having Clemson as a weak, very weak resume five seed.
Well, I mean. Look at Louisville. They almost finished ahead of North Carolina, who they lost to by 100. They almost finished ahead of
them. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I don't want to do the first line because I think that's a waste of time. I think it is. I could be wrong. We might be sitting here Monday talking about, man, I can't believe Notre Dame pulled this off. But we talked about NC State already. Is Syracuse have that same opportunity?
Man,
I haven't seen enough of them play this year, to be honest.
Syracuse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a big believer that after the past few years, if Syracuse is close, they're in. There's no
doubt. You are right.
They got to be all underneath the bubble. I mean, games.
The bubble has to be crushing them.
Yeah, they got to be like that deal.
Yeah, you are right.
They're close to that bubble. They always find a way to get in.
I'm just
going off of what I've seen in the past.
Charlie, I can't argue with that. Because it's a TV
show. He's dead on that one.
It's a TV show, and they got the name recognition.
But man, I'm tired of saying that 2-3 zone. Can we?
Oh, my God.
can we find a – another defense, just every now and then. I'm not saying all the time, but every now and then, just find a different defense to change it up because people are starting to figure it out. And
they've been figured it out.
Coach Boeheim's going to do it. I mean, that's what he does. And he's going to live and die by it. And they practice it. But I just see them, if they're struggling on offense and teams figure out that zone like most teams have, then they can be really, really, they can be out fast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. So we got to get to our non-ACC questions of the week. We got two of them. Question one is the 161-2. We all heard about this. The team that lost 161-2. It was 101-1 at halftime. And at halftime, this coach who was suspended two games for beating this team by this margin, he was told, or he was told nothing. He chose to sit his starters. He asked for a running clock and got it. He didn't allow his team to shoot until the 7 seconds in the shot clock. And
so they had a shot clock?
Yeah. And he called off the press.
I'm still amazed that they scored 60 points with that scenario.
That's all I'm saying.
That they had to like attack him at half court or something, because if you go to the other team, there's no way, unless they were just that bad, which it sounds like they were, then that means that they couldn't get past half court and make the first pass be successful.
This team has been beaten by 78, by 86, by 98. They've been blown out pretty much every game all season. I have a real problem with this because the administration suspended this coach for two games because he blew him out. They said, we want them to win with honor.
Huh?
That's what the that's what the administrator said.
What is?
I can play the video.
It's like, if you win by that much, it was honorable.
See, this is the problem I have. All right, I know the score was the way it was, but let's say if that coach lost by that much, they're trying to get rid of the kid. I mean, Rick, get rid of the coach.
And by the way, he's volunteering. He's not getting paid.
Which coach? The coach
won is volunteer.
The coach that won is, wow.
He's a volunteer coach.
That sounds like somebody just.
They had to be bad, because there's no way, if you have people that can dribble and pass, and they're not pressing, you just had to be one pass still. I mean, that's the only way you can get to 62 points in a running clock.
All right. Are they just cross half court and jacking up shots, you know, not getting any offensive rebounds? I mean, that's I'm just impressed overall. I mean, to score 100 points in a half, they only play 8-minute quarters. I mean, how is that possible?
My junior year, we lost to Fairdale. They beat us 105-95. And that was a team with three Division I players. And one of them would have probably been in his senior year had he not, you know, stabbed a woman. He probably would have been a McDonald's All-American.
Yeah, if he hadn't done that.
That kind of robbed him of his opportunity to be McDonald's. I'm just saying, these things happen. I don't like what the administration did. I really despise it. And I don't understand why the other coach isn't the one being suspended, because she can't coach. All right. She's terrible.
Hey, check this out. Either that or she doesn't have a team.
Who's that? What's that?
That's University of South Carolina beat the College of Charleston 119-7.
There's no honor in that. They didn't win with honor.
They didn't win. Yeah, Don Staley's team did not win with honor.
Shame on Don for.
Hey, she should be suspended.
I don't know what a coach, what an administration wants a coach to do in that place. Do you want?
That was a knee jerk reaction to. Being politically correct. Yeah. It was just a knee-jerk reaction.
But from who? Like from soccer moms?
I'm sure the parents probably didn't care. It's whoever that makes the decision, they just knee-jerked because it got so much publicity. And it's like, well, we got to do something. I think that's what that was.
Now, I've been on the other side of that deal in football where we've had a running clock and we still couldn't stop nobody. I was hoping they would pass the ball, but then, you know, that means if they catch it, we have to tackle them. We had a tough time doing that as well. So, you know, the worst thing they could have done was hand the ball off.
Charlie, how bad did it get? I'm just curious now.
It was like 7-0 to 0 or something like that.
Oh, wow. I've seen that in college. I mean, that happened. That happened to my Morehead State Eagles football team when Randy Moss played us. It did not go well.
I've been on the other side of the 7-7 as well. We did it a couple of times at Florida State football. It was accidental though.
I heard a stat today that apparently Allen Iverson, when he was in high school, had a game where he himself picked off 7 passes.
Jesus.
How does that happen? That coach should have been fired in game.
Yeah, if I was the principal, I probably would have went down at halftime. When you're done tonight, just bring me the keys.
And just keep on walking.
Lord, that person, that's terrible. I just think the administration was wrong for suspending this guy. I just don't know what they want to do.
I think so as well. Yeah. I think it was outside pressure that caused them to do it. Because if the team was getting beat that bad by everybody, that's not my issue.
Right.
I mean, this is not a one-off. You know, if it was a one-off, I can understand, but this is consistent.
Yeah, this is the norm.
Well, and then two things are happening that are just mind-blowing. Number one, there's a team that's scoring 161 points. I've never played the game with somebody scoring 161 points. That wasn't an all-star game.
That's true.
So that's number one. Then the other thing that's happened that never happens, team scored 2 points, one each half.
Right.
How does that happen? How is a team that bad that they can only muster up 2 fouls?
They literally did not make a shot. They did not make a field goal.
By the way, this team sucks at free throws as well because they only shot 50%.
I'm just saying, if I was a coach, I'd have had everybody use fouls.
Yeah.
Because they got, man, that means they got to take the ball out.
Yeah.
And once we get to a point, they got to shoot free throws. And while they're taking the ball out and while they're shooting free throws, the clock's running.
Yeah.
Just FYI for that coach or any coach.
Yeah, you got to work this clock. You got to work just as hard to let somebody score as 161 points as you are getting the 161 points. Okay.
Other thing, let me give another.
Oh, go ahead.
Encouragement for those that, hey, no live ball turnovers. Just go down, throw the ball at the rim, or throw it out of bounds.
No pick sixes.
Yeah, make them chase the ball because the clock is not stopping. I'm just saying, man. I'm trying to hold it down from 161 to 130.
Oh, my God. I'm not sure that team would have scored even if you did that. You could have rolled the ball to the other end of the court, and I bet that team wouldn't have made the layup.
No, I'm just whether we scored or not, they weren't going to score a whole bunch of points because I was going to find a way to keep their clock running while they scored minimum buckets.
Well, that's one of the non-ACC questions. The other one is overtime basketball. So the CEO, I think his name is David Porter, is creating a league to start September 2021. And in this league, they are going to pay high school seniors. And they're going to start with the top 30 seniors in the nation and offer them contracts of at least $100,000. So how about being 17, 18 years old and you're already making 6 figures?
Well, it sounds good. All right.
full insurance.
And that is all great. But just know that the taxes at some point are going to cut that six figures to five figures. That's still a great payday for a high school kid. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
That beats a 9-to-5 job or summer job any day.
Right.
It's something that you enjoy. I'll definitely be on board with that. However, I mean, we're talking about, I don't know, 30 kids, I think it said.
30, yeah.
So you're talking about 30 kids that probably have potential to be one and dones. And even if they aren't, it's going to be a risk one way or the other. It didn't really matter.
Yeah.
And so I think there'll be quite a few kids that will take that risk.
Kendrick, is this all LeVar Ball's fault?
Yeah. No, it's the NCAA's fault. What it comes down to, because eventually you knew it was going to breed something with all this stuff coming with the fight for pay and likeness and all that stuff. Eventually somebody was going to come up with the idea. I mean, he was just the very loud person to first throw the idea out there. But, I mean, there's that other team that's out in California. I'm not sure how much they're paying those kids, but there's a team that's similar to that right now out in California.
Wow.
Where they have them out there and they just live there and they just play ball. And because I think they play against some of the G League teams, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
So it's an idea that's already in play right now.
That may be the teams that they play. They may jump into that league. Mm-hmm. As well, I didn't think about the G League planning, you know, putting a team together, two teams, 30 teams, 30 guys,
yeah,
15 on a team, and playing in the G League and then potentially playing some of the, you know, IMG, Mount Bird, some of those schools who, you know, they're not in a particular league or high school association.
Right.
And so those are some teams that you could potentially play, because when it's all said and done, the guys that's playing at IMG and Mount Burke, them the ones that they're targeting.
Yeah. Right. That's really who they're targeting. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, I wouldn't put it past Mount Burke or IMG to pay their kids in some form or fashion if this is the case.
I think what you said was interesting, Charlie, because here's the reality. And I heard this on the last show. Currently, right now, there are over 1,000 kids in the transfer portal.
Wow.
So at some point, there's
going to be. Just basketball?
I think in totality. Okay. Yeah. But still, that speaks to a bigger problem. And it's multi-layered. Part of it is opportunity. Part of it could be financial. And so when you start looking at the multi-layers of this problem, it speaks to the NCAA having a much bigger problem. And so there, and then here's the other part. That path from AAU, which is a mess in and of itself, to all the way to the pros, it's murky at best. You know what I mean? So when you look at the totality of the thing, the monies that are flowing in so many different directions and the players who are not touching any of it.
Physically.
Right.
Let's get that out.
Right.
Physically, they are not receiving like a paycheck.
Right.
Outside of their per diem and, you know.
And we can even be more specific, a traceable paycheck.
Yeah, traceable paycheck. A legal paycheck.
Yeah.
a taxable paycheck.
And so I think you know, my whole motto is you make your decision, you live with it, and you do your due diligence. And you know, if you feel like that's the right way to go, there are gonna be some kids that make this decision. And they don't make to the NBA.
18-year-old Charlie Ward, do you take this deal?
No. First of all, my parents wouldn't allow
Yes, I was thinking the same thing. If I was in that position, my parents wouldn't allow me to do it.
And so, I mean, that's just my parents. They believe in college, and we're going to college. And if someone's paying for it, yeah, you're going to college.
See, I'll be honest with you. I don't know if my mom would have said. I'd like to think that she would have said college, but I don't know. $100,000. And that's no shade on my mom, but she, you know, we had a challenge. We had challenges financially. And if I could bring in an extra $67,000.
Lord, my parents did the same thing.
Yeah.
They were educators. They worked hard. And of course, as we know, they earned a paycheck. We didn't have all the fancy things and all of that growing up. We had what we needed. And they spent all their, not all, but they spent a lot of money traveling around watching me play in college. They found a way. And so I'm just saying, a lot of times we get so caught up with, I don't know people's story and history, but if things are going to happen, and if they haven't happened yet, we always find a way. I mean, even if we're struggling, you know, we'll find a way to struggle just to make ends meet. Sometimes the lights have to go out, you know, and that's happened to people, you know, just because they couldn't make the payment that month or whatever the case may be. And I am not sitting up here talking about, you know, people they can't do and what have you. I'm just saying, if it hadn't happened now, there's no need to either rush the process. And when we start talking about all the things that goes on that bottom line, yes, it's $100,000 contract, but you got to have a lawyer, somebody to negotiate the contract, or someone to handle the money. You know, you got all these different people that you may have to end up paying out of that, plus the taxes that you don't, I mean, you got to end up paying. And so I think there's a good learning experience that you can learn, you know, from. It's just like having a job. And I think everyone would be willing to learn by having a job, doing something they enjoy.
And you also got to worry maturity wise. Is this, because at that point, you're a man now. You're not a child anymore. Are you ready to be a man? You're foregoing your senior year in high school. So you're what, 17, 18 years old, maybe?
Yeah. Tops.
And so, are you mature enough to handle that responsibility?
So we're talking about this year, this organization or league or whatever the case may be. It's gonna start trickling down. Watch. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm trickling down now to the seniors. They're saying, but next thing you know, it's gonna be an AAU league.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's next. Sponsored by Adidas.
That's my other question with this league. Where are they generating money to be able to pay these guys that? Because it's not like they have a TV contract.
Well, they will, though. But they will, though. You don't want to see the top 30 future NBA prospects?
Well, they're not all going to go.
You can't tell them that, though. They believe they are. They're going to be sold that they are. Here's the scene in a movie that sums up this whole scenario better than any other scene in the history of movies.
Remember what I told you, right?
Yeah.
What I say?
It's grown man business.
It's grown man business.
And what makes that so appropriate is that it's a young boy talking to a grown man about a scenario that he has no clear understanding of whatsoever.
The funny thing, it's a grown man named Big Boy.
I know. That's the other irony of this situation. I don't know where this is all going, but I think the NCAA has a real problem.
Well, why?
Because I think this is going to start. I think if they see success year one, and they can nail down TV deals, which I think they will be able to do. Really, they don't really need it, though. They don't have to have a TV deal. They can do it straight to YouTube and do quite well. Who doesn't want to see the best players in high school basketball play?
Got to generate money.
Well, but they will generate money. They'll pick up a sponsor from somebody. And, oh, yeah. And I mean, it. Listen, it's going to do well. It has the potential to do well in theory. But Charlie is right.
Let's say
the tax man cometh. But mm-hmm. Here's the other side. The kids get to own their likeness. They get to own their name. They get to own their image. So there are these other side deals that could possibly be struck. So right. That $100,000 could balloon up real fast.
Yeah. I'm not knocking nobody hustle. If they want to do it, that is on them. Mm-hmm. At this point in time, it's a risk. And if they're willing to take the risk, just know what you're signing up for. Because all 30 guys aren't going to the NBA or the D-League.
Absolutely.
And then again, they may. But there's only 30. There's only 32, you know, first-round picks or however teams in the league.
But, Charlie, is it any more of a risk than going to play at North Carolina or Duke or
Florida State,
and you not get drafted and you didn't get a dime?
What do you mean they didn't get a dime?
You don't get a dime. You go play 1 year. You say, same one and done kid. I'm going to go, and I don't have a great seat. I'll give you a perfect example. The Harrison boys in UK lauded, celebrated all around the country as he's the next coming backcourt in the history of basketball. Not only were they not that, but the bottom fell out quickly for them. Now, they did make it to the league.
I was going
to
say.
Right. Technically, they did make it to the league, but they were there for about 10 minutes.
One of them, I think, is still playing somewhere. He's still on somebody's roster. One of them is.
In the NBA?
I think so.
I'd have to look that up. I don't know.
He's in the D-League. I saw one of them playing somewhere.
Okay, but I'm saying it wasn't what they projected to be at the high school level. And so they didn't make any taxable money at UK. Taxable, I said. You heard what I said. I said taxable.
It's two coins to both sides.
Yeah.
I'm
just throwing out another scenario. Yeah.
Whether you go to college and play for a year or 2 years, or whether you go to, say, this league, you know, that's up and coming. Let's just say that the deal falls through, like the XFL.
Right. Exactly.
And it folds because they can't get their attraction, even though they may have top-notch players and all these other things. And basketball's a little easier because you don't have that many.
Right.
But even if that does happen, as my mom said, what if an injury just happens? I mean, now you're trying to fend for yourself. You may have insurance to take care of it, but what's next? You can go to school. You can do, continue to work out and try to get back, rehab, those types of things as a professional would. But there's just a lot of risk in both going to college and, this new deal. And so I'm just a big believer that, again, man, make a decision. And you got to live with whatever results are. You got to live with it. I don't have to live with it. They got to live with it.
I do like the kids having options, though.
Yeah.
I am all for options, as you all know.
Well, we're at our final thoughts. And I'm going to give a quick shout out to my Morehead State Eagles. The OCC champs. And we're on our way to the dance, baby.
They busted Belmont, too.
Yeah, it wasn't close.
No.
It was not close.
Now, Belmont, since Belmont joined the OVC, they've been running the lead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we must be halfway decent.
I've taken you haven't really watched too many games on ESPN Plus.
I have not. matter of fact, last week was the first game I watched, and the Belmont game was the first. I was like, we're all right this year. Now, I don't know
if that means they're on a little roll.
Yeah.
I forgot what their streak is, but they are on a roll.
I keep up with the score. I have not, you know, it's OVC basketball, you know. And unless a player emerges that is kind of hits my radar and I go, like a Ja Morant, then I go, oh, okay, that's an NBA type player. So I'll definitely be paying close attention to him. But shout out to my alma mater. We hadn't been there since Kenneth Faried.
Right. It's only 10 years, though. It's not that bad. For a one-bit lead.
It's not good, but it's not bad. Yeah. All right. Anybody else got any shout-outs or final thoughts?
Yes, I got a shout-out. Franklin Young, who is the assistant coach for the App State. What are they? I don't know. App State.
It is App State.
yeah, what are they? I don't know.
I should know that since U of L's football coach came from there. But
I was going to say, we'll keep talking about this.
They won the championship tonight, so they're going to the dance.
Okay.
But Franklin is an alumni of Florida State University School.
I see what you did there, Charlie.
Florida High. So that is a shout out to one of our Florida High alumnus who's a coach, assistant coach. His team is his team is going dancing.
And I thought this, but I was scared to say it, the Mountaineers. I knew that.
Yeah, but
I was scared to say it. I was like, I don't want to be wrong. I just don't say it. But, yes, the Mountaineers, that's what it was.
Boone, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Right. Kendrick, you got any final thoughts or shout-out?
I give a shout-out to my homeboy. His son was up. His son plays for the Sales, and they won the LIT.
They won the LIT.
Won in overtime. They got a kid. They got a kid that's really good, Sekou Kale. He's a great name.
Jesus, that's a great name.
Yeah, I think he's a senior. I'm not for sure, but he can play.
Sekou Kale.
He's six. Sekou's about 6'9", 6'10". Good body.
Sounds like a rapper.
He's what active.
Sekou Kale.
Active. He's a back to the basket guy. He's not out there shooting threes or anything like that. He's a good player.
Somebody asked, who did the Sales beat?
Ballard. Ballard in overtime.
Yeah. Wow. I do have one more shout out. I almost forgot. Shout out to Dak Prescott.
Yes.
Securing the bag.
Yes.
My God, man.
Yes.
He got them
to give him the 4 years instead of the five if they want it.
4 years, $160 million. With $126 million guaranteed.
Yep.
That is securing the bag right there, sir.
Yep.
My God, man.
Hopefully they can secure other players under the salary.
That's over.
We won't go there right now. Today's a day of celebration.
Kendrick, that part's over. Let's move on. Yeah, you will not have a defense and maybe just a few linemen. That's about it.
I'm hoping they draft Surtain out of Alabama, the DB, because desperately need a defensive back. Hopefully that's where they go. So
yeah. But he got his money. So I'm happy for him to get his money. So they'll be just good enough for him and Ezekiel to put up six wins a year. So with that being said,
Beat the Giants twice.
You know why? Because this is a contract year for Saquon Barkley. He's going to be amazing.
Is he going to play 16?
Don't do that. Why are y'all doing that?
I don't think that Giants have beaten him when he's played. They beat Dallas when he's played.
Yeah, when he's played. But, in 3 years, he's only played, two games a year? Two games total.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I like the kid, and I hope he does well.
I like him, too, when he's healthy, but he ain't never healthy.
I want him to play well 14 games out of the season.
All right. You got any more shout-out to your Knicks? I see you got Go New York.
Knicks on tonight, Charlie.
Knicks All-Star break.
What's the go New York for?
But my man, Toby, what's his name?
Obi Toppin.
Did he get robbed?
He showed well at the dunk contest. He just wasn't able to bring it home. Other guy had some dunks that were fascinating. But he had some dunks that were amazing as well. Like the one he bounced between his legs.
Yeah.
He up and caught it and did something after that. That's crazy.
I think there was some old man bias going on in his
It's judgment. Big man bias. Big men never get good scores in dunk contests. If there's a smaller guy in there, the smaller guy is going to win almost every time.
Well, listen, I mean, a guy jumping 12 feet, grabbing the ball off a smaller rim to dunk it in a bigger rim is probably going to always beat a guy.
Especially when that guy's only 6'4".
Right. I was like, oh, my God, this kid is ridiculous.
Man, that was nice.
Yeah, man. So, anyway, we will be back to do it all over again on Wednesday. And I'll be back with these characters here. And we'll have some more fun. Hopefully by the end, that team that lost 161-2 will score another point. Just make a shot. We're not asking for much.
We're not asking them to score 10.
Just give me one good shot.
We just want a field goal in the field
game. Somebody make a layup is what we're asking for. That's all we're asking. Underneath the basket layup, just something. So there you go. But until then, we'll hold our breath and see what happens. We'll be back. Believe in the ACC. Y'all have a good one.
You have been listening to Believe in the ACC with Charlie Ward and Lloyd Spence. You can tune in every Tuesday and Thursday on the Believe Podcast Network, Spotify, iTunes, and everywhere podcasts can be heard. You can also watch Charlie and Lloyd on Facebook on the Noisemakers page and on YouTube on the Noise Media YouTube channel. Please like, subscribe, and follow on all our platforms, and we will keep taking you inside the ACC.